It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Halloween is almost here, the time of year when ghosts and goblins, princesses and pirates show up in classrooms and workplaces, and trick-or-treaters with their bags of goodies chase each other across leafy lawns. Stores are full of all kinds of outfits to buy or rent, but the natural world also provides lots of great costume ideas. Insects, amphibians, and birds are some of the most colorful creatures I can think of. Like butterflies and moths, birds have two basic sources of color. Most colors are produced by pigments, chemical compounds located in the feathers or skin. Pigments absorb some wavelengths of light and reflect others. Our eyes see only reflected light. Thus, a red feather contains pigments that absorb all wavelengths of light except the ones that we see as red. When no light is reflected, we see black. When all wavelengths are reflected, we see white. The bright yellow of a swallowtail butterfly is produced by pigments that reflect yellow. In contrast, blue and all iridescent colors in birds are never produced by pigments. They are structural colors. Tiny particles in the feather structure itself reflect and scatter light. Unlike pigments, structural colors can only be seen from certain angles and in certain types of light. Hummingbirds use structural colors in the iridescent reds and purples of their gorgets, the shield of feathers under their chin. Colors in birds and butterflies, much as we like them, did not evolve to please the human eye. Instead, the most spectacular colors act to attract members of the same species. Just think of the male peacock who struts and preens his multicolored tail to interest nearby females. In other species of birds, males use their bright colors to challenge rivals or claim territory. Just watch red-winged blackbirds flashing their brightly pigmented red and yellow shoulder patches at each other as they sing from the tops of cattails in local marshes in the spring. Some insects use warning coloration to frighten off would-be predators. The dark wood nymph is found throughout the Rockies. These butterflies have black spots that look like eyes on the back of their wings. The flash of these eyes as they spread their wings may make a predator believe that it's dealing with an animal much larger than the butterfly it thought it was about to eat. Some animals are countershaded for camouflage. Fishermen are well aware that most fish are dark above and white below. Countershading reduces the contrast between the shaded and unshaded areas of the body when the sun is overhead. And Montana's fish species offer a rainbow of other color patterns, from the red cheek stripe of the cutthroat trout to the red dots and iridescent pattern of bull trout. Even if we don't need to attract mates or hide from predators, we can copy wildlife for our own enjoyment. Our options are virtually endless. The yellow and black stripes of a yellow jacket, the wild riot of color of a painted lady butterfly, or the spots, spines, and fins of a fish are all available to the creative Halloween reveler. So this year, look around at the world outside. You may find yourself inspired to mimic wildlife and create a costume of your own. Today's Field Note was written by Len Tenefoss. I'm Allison DeYoung for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.